continue to set goals and have her, and we'll have her stay?
Currently, I have no intention of her not participating in the program. The only issue for me really is, and you asked the question earlier concerning insurance. I am a Kaiser member, and while Kaiser provides, you know, physical therapy services, they do not reimburse this type of therapy, although I'm currently on a quest and a mission to hopefully get them to perhaps consider this, because I have seen significant improvements in Juliana's mobility, as have the physical therapist that works with her through California Children's Services, CCS. What is happening with the hippotherapy is more people in the medical established community are learning of it, but yet the insurance piece is behind
right.
the times.
I'm trying to envision stables at Kaiser, and it's just a little bit of a disconnect. I can't quite do that. But that would be wonderful, wouldn't it, if more people could take advantage, if in fact it's working as you say it is.
Yeah, I've seen, as well, as far as Kaiser is concerned, or any HMO, where lately they've been able to allow other kinds of therapies that have previously been thought of as alternative, like Feldenkrais right. or acupuncture, right. they're doing that now.
Sure.
So I think that there's a chance here.
Yeah. And for you, Joan, do you have any, it sounds like your goals are being met at this time. Will you, say that you're walking normally, would you continue to then stay with the riding in terms of developing some other kinds of skills?
Well, I would stay with riding, but probably with my own horse. However, I'm participating in Fran's program as a helper.
Uh-huh.
And because I really believe in what she's doing, I think it's very unique and very helpful, as she mentioned, an alternative therapy that really works. And another thing, of course, we all know that pets go to hospitals to help patients recover, and I think the connection with an animal, with a horse, is very important for many of these children and adults too, who can get over their fear of a large animal.
So the social, you're talking about the intrinsic value of the social interaction, as well as just the...
That's right. It's emotional. It's something that gets into the psyche, you know, where you really feel good about everything when you're connected with an animal.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck to all of you. We've been talking about hippotherapy, healing on horseback. My guests were Fran Judd, a physical therapist, director of the Renaissance Healing and Learning Center in Cotati. We also heard from Joan Lundberg, a writer who receives hippotherapy at the center, and Victoria Peralt talked with us as well. She's the mother of 5.5-year-old Juliana, who is also one of the writers. Today's program was co-produced with Linda Hungerford, engineered by Ted Krimi, music selections by Yuta Einstoss. To order a cassette of today's program, call 585-6284. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us who or what you'd like to hear on The Edge and Centered, locally produced interviews for the Redwood Empire, Tuesday and Thursday evenings at 6:30. Thanks for joining us. I'm Sharon Bard.